Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego is here on Team Cox, apparently. Wait, can I finish my sentence?
Yeah.
When it comes to the Braves sideline dude and whether he should be asking for phone numbers or not.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a bad take by both of us, Courtney, but I was surprised the amount of outrage that I saw about that, because like that was kind of like just a cute little aside thing.
Yeah.
It did not need to be blown up into what it was.
Seemed like it was all adults in on the joke. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Can adults not flirt anymore?
I don't even know if I would like call it flirting. I just thought it was kind of silly.
Right. And getting the number. I mean, and if it works out, what a beautiful love story.
Right.
I guess it would be.
Or a controversial one. Right. Yeah.
It wasn't flirting until she said, "Oh, it's for somebody else," and then he was like, "Oh, whoa, maybe she, maybe it can't be
yes.
for me." And
then
it's like, "Well, no, it's for me."
I don't know. Like, I do feel like it gives the same energy as people every Christmas who are like, "Cancel, baby, it's cold outside." It sends a terrible message. I'm like,
"It's a song.
It's not that serious, guys."
No, I don't know.
Maybe if one of the women after the fact came out and said that she was terribly uncomfortable and it, you know, made her look bad at work or something, I would get that. But I haven't seen that. Have you guys seen that?
No. No, I think they probably enjoyed it. So, it gets serious for the Celtics. How does this team match up when it comes to Orlando?
They match up really well. I think Orlando was in a tough spot this season because of the injuries that they had with Paolo Banchero, Mo Wagner. They have some really talented players. And obviously, as Wiggy pointed out earlier in the show, they're a great defensive team. They finished the season with the second overall best defensive rating. But their offense just isn't there. Like, if you watched any piece of that Hawks game last night, if you happen to click into the third quarter, you're like, oh my God, how did this team get into the play-in game? Just because if you look at them for maybe a 2 to 5 minute stretch, I'm talking about Orlando at times, their offense just goes ice cold.
Disappears.
It just disappears. And I think when you go up against a team like the Celtics, who obviously are built on the three-point perimeter shooting, I think it's a pretty good matchup.
And if it wasn't for Cole Anthony last night, because even with Paolo Banchero, like, he's a talented player, but he cannot shoot.
He's very young still.
Yeah.
He's
kind of like one of those guys where you're like, and he's their best player.
Yeah.
Right? So he's their best player, and you kind of say, all right, we know how to slow him down. And even though they play great defense, are they going to be able to keep up with us on offense? And I just don't see Orlando keeping
up. I think one of the things that's interesting about running it back with this Celtics team is they've become so much stronger with preventing their own turnovers, with being smarter with the ball. And a lot of Orlando's defense is predicated on being able to cause turnovers. So some of it will be like the difference to me, in my opinion, between a four four-game series and a five-game series might be like, can they turn them back into the old Celtics back in the 22 finals when, you know, they've got crazy amounts of turnovers? I just don't see that happening.
So you're not worried when you look at the regular season and how bad the Celtics were from three-point when going up against the Magic, if they rely so heavily when it comes to their three-pointers?
I'm not, just because, and I know you pointed this out, Courtney, Tatum was out for two of those games. Even the crazy game that I think was like right before Christmas Eve, December 23rd, when Tatum was out and it was a crazy back-and-forth game between Orlando and Boston, they were without Banchero and Mo Wagner in that game. So, unfortunately, the regular season, I don't think, gives us like the best perspective of what this series will look like.
Where are you on the Jaylen Brown conundrum?
What is your saying of the conundrum? That he's going to play?
Is he going to play? Do you want him to play? Should Joe Mazzulla tell him not to play? Does he want to play?
Obviously, he wants to play. You know, like, Wiggy, correct me if I'm wrong. The player always wants to play. Like, he's always going to want to be out there. I think there's a bigger conversation around their exercise science staff, the coach, trainers involved. But, I tend to look at it without knowing about the medicals of it. It seems like it looks like a pain tolerance thing. And I think that still seems to answer a lot of the questions at the end of the season about, like, why was he playing 20 minutes? Why did he shut it down then? It's trying to gauge what he can do when it's feeling the way that it's feeling.
And if he can be 80-85%, I think the biggest thing this year or this playoff run, in my opinion, is where Kristaps Porzingis is. Like, the health of Kristaps. Like, he seems healthy. He seems ready to go. It seems like there's no issues. You know, knock on wood. If you have him and Jaylen Brown is at 80%, excuse me, I think he makes your team not necessarily better offensively. He adds to your offense, but he makes you a more difficult team to score on the offensive side of the ball. And so when you look at those two and you go, all right, they were able to win last year without him. To have him and have a Jaylen Brown who might only be 80%, I think you're actually in a better situation this year than you were last year.
I don't know, though, because if you think of Jaylen Brown, like, he's saved this Celtics team in a lot of postseason situations. Mm-hmm. And so that's what worries me. Kristaps hasn't done that for them in the postseason before. So if I know I'm looking at history, but I wouldn't want Jaylen Brown not to be able to help a Celtics team that might be struggling because of a pain tolerance.
But you remember when Porzingis came back in the championship, that first game he had, what, 28? I mean, he was on fire. It just, you get something. You get that size, you get that length, and that's what, if you're looking at the matchup between OKC, that to me was the biggest issue that you had against them, is Porzingis, I don't believe, played in that game, and their size was able to take advantage. So having Porzingis and an 80% Jaylen Brown, my expectations are, then that means Tatum becomes more of the guy to carry the offense, but you still have guys like Derek White, Drew Holiday, P. Pritch's got a big role this year, so, and Porzingis is still a legit offensive player.
Yeah, P. Pritch dropping 34 the other night.
Well,
this guy,
I mean,
making
his
final case.
Like, in these series where you expect them to dominate, you certainly, on the load management side, have a bunch of the others that have an extra year of experience under their belt or whatever. So
are you talking about like the bench, the stay ready guys?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think those guys, we talk a lot about Peyton Pritchard and his sixth man of the year case, but like Luke Kornet looks like a totally different player than he did last year. What he's able to do in the pick and roll game, especially with Jason Tatum, like they're still, when they roll back this team from last year, developing and finding guys kind of in the middle to the late rotation. And so I think, as much as we look at it, we go, okay, it's going to be like a 6 or 7 guy story when you get to probably the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals and the Finals. We all know that those guys have their games. We all know that those guys in the stay ready group in the middle of the rotation have their moments throughout the playoffs. So I think it'll be exciting, even in these early rounds, to see those games for those guys.
We were talking the other day about what, if anything, winning it again does for Jason Tatum. And does he need that? Does that cement him? Is he already cemented himself? Like, what is your opinion on that?
I think that I am just, as I heard Curtis say earlier in the show, I'm like too close to see things for what they are, because I'm starting to get irritated once again about the way that we talk about Jason Tatum, or not the way that we talk about, but the rest of the league. And I don't know, like maybe I just sound like a bobo or something, but the way that he continues to finish just back in these MVP votes, and I know SGA and Jokic statistically are having this crazy season, and one of the two of those guys is most likely going to win it, but like for Tatum, I'm just like, when does he start really being in that conversation?
This year. This propels him. I'm telling you.
If they win it again.
If they win it again and he goes out there and he's finals MVP, then I think all these naysayers, they go, there's nothing you could do. Because the knock last year was, even though he didn't win finals MVP, which he should have, but he didn't, the knock was, well, Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown was there to help pick him up, you know. So if he goes out there and he wins finals MVP, and I think, and they win the championship, then I think you throw everything out the window, because you're like, well, Jaylen Brown was hurt. He was able to carry this team, won finals MVP. They repeated. He is now conversation of the face of the league, best in the
league. Look, in my book, he's top three player. He's top three player in the league. If he wins and if the Celtics repeat this title, then I think he's got to be top three for everybody, no matter what.
Right.
Like, I don't care where you have him in your MVP voting or anything like that. I think, forget the face of the league stuff, whatever. You see other guys on teams with less talented rosters around them putting up huge numbers, but Tatum's all-around game is so consistent, I think that's just not that exciting for people to talk about.
I think it's like a personality bias. Like, I think that he doesn't, I hate the word alpha, but he doesn't seem like an alpha, so that's like the...
Yeah, but Tim Duncan won MVP, and he was as basic, you know,
quiet
basic,
as they come.
Just quiet. Like, what I think the best argument for Tatum will be, and I just did this, so Mago, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm looking up all MVPs, like season MVPs, and teams that won back-to-back championships. There's never been a team that won back-to-back without an MVP on it.
Hmm.
And so if the Celtics win it all, because you're going back, just my quick work here, Steph Curry with the Golden State Warriors, 17-18, Miami Heat, LeBron, 2012-2013, then the Lakers, 09-10, Kobe. The Lakers of the early years had Shaq and Kobe, Kobe both MVPs. Then obviously Jordan, Hakeem, Jordan, like every consecutive champion, even the Rockets in between the 2-3-peats of Jordan, have had an MVP on their team.
But that, are you talking about MVP at some point in their career or MVP in one of those back-to-back seasons?
At some point in their career.
Okay. Yeah, I think that Tatum will get MVP in his career.
Right.
It just feels like...
But they all were MVPs by the time, either the year they won back-to-back or before they won back-to-back. So he would be the first who had won back-to-back without being in a league MVP.
Right.
Okay. That's kind of what I was trying to clarify.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it about the personality? Is it about there being this really top-end talent that maybe there wasn't comparatively to those guys when they were winning?
Well, and people last year tried to say that he had an easy road to win a championship. That's going to be, in my mind...
they had an easy road because they were a much better team.
I agree. Right. I don't agree with that, but that was a big narrative. So if they win back-to-back, then they got to take that narrative out.
It's because they... he's in the MVP conversation, but he's not usually one of the top three because he plays on a team where he doesn't need to score 30 a night, you know, and he's not like taking the majority of those shots because you have Jaylen Brown, you have Derek White, you have these other players where when you look at the Joker, it's the Joker and Jamal Murray. And the Joker's going to get, he's a walking triple-double. When you look at it, SGA is basically getting the majority of the shots on that OKC team. It's Tatum does, I think, everything, but he's never like, oh, he's averaging 26 or 27, where those guys are averaging 30, 33. Yeah. And that's where I think he gets knocked.
Are you caught up on Celtic City?
I am. Tough episode.
Yeah.
Tough, a really sad.
Yeah.
Just really sad episode.
I feel like it's we talked about it earlier, but it's in the top three sports documentaries ever, from my perspective.
Yeah, I think as like a 90s kid, I'm still a sucker for The Last Dance. And what was cool about that one was the amount of never-before-seen footage from that final season, The Last Dance, that it's now become part of like our the way that we talk about, is this team in their last dance? Is that team in their last dance? Like And it hitting the moment that it did in COVID. But I agree. I think even if you're not a Celtics fan, even if you're not a major NBA fan, there's so much like interesting stories within this docuseries that it's worth your time.
And the way it is, excuse me, Wiggy, juxtapositioned among what is going on in the city of Boston through a lot of that time is so interesting to me. You know, and what those players had to deal with at times is so interesting to me. And Larry Bird, like the some of the stuff about Larry Bird was the fact that Larry Bird generally would not support anybody else when it came to getting deals, getting money.
Right.
The demand by Larry Bird that he always be given the last shot, and he probably should have been.
Right, right.
It's just I not knowing all that and learning all that is really interesting to me.
My favorite part of it throughout so far is Robert Parrish.
Chief.
Like, the interviews with him have been awesome.
Yeah.
I think he comes off so honest and so transparent about his relationship with the fans, with the city, with the franchise itself. And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like he's the star of it right now.
And I thought it would hit a little different for you because the loss of both Len Bias and Reggie, both being Maryland guys, you know?
Yeah. To be honest, a lot of that, I wasn't alive when Len Bias died. And then it was something that we learned about a little bit when we were growing up in school, because it was like the whole story of Dare.
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys have Dare up here?
Yeah, we do.
Like Dare and like cocaine use and all this stuff. And it was like a
scary
story.
Reggie's basketball team, his high school basketball team? Because weren't they ridiculously loaded, Reggie Lewis, on
again,
that?
Again, I was like a baby.
Oh, okay. So you didn't get none of those stories.
Like that we heard about growing up, but not at the same level probably as him being around here with Northeastern and then the Celtics.
Yeah. No, it's just really, really, really good. So if you're not watching it, you should be. All right. Well,
guys, playoffs.
We got on to Sunday.
Easter Sunday with the Celtics.
Are you feeling sweep or what are you feeling on this?
Yeah. I hardly ever say this. I do think this is a 4-game series. I feel so.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So strongly about the way that the Celtics closed out the season playing with their depth. Like, even if Jaylen is not totally himself, there's no disrespect to Orlando because, again, they had some tough breaks during the season, and I love the attitude and the defense that they play with, but Celtics in four, that's what I see.
Okay. I like it.
All right, and the road, and then the next series, either Detroit or New York, I still see I'm not going to say sweep, but I see a 5-game series. I don't think either one of those teams. And then Cleveland, yeah, maybe that series goes 6, but I still think you're a better team.
Timing for Easter Sunday, a bit rough, though. Right in the middle.
I had plans. I had brunch plans, but now I won't be brunching with the Celtics.
Yeah, no, the timing, it's just
brunch
like...
Brunch is not 3:30.
Yeah, but right. I don't have brunch. Like I have like Easter, like... Linner,
I know
they
take Christmas, now Easter. What's next?
What's Linner?
Don't you have lunch, like, dinner? Don't you have a weird tradition on Easter?
We go to Brown's.
Brown's, the seafood place in Hampton?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Set up like tablecloths. It's BYOB.
Well, it's BYOB. So you guys do that every year?
Yeah, we've
Are
done
you
that
angling
a lot.
For an invite?
You're more than welcome.
Brown's is good. I'm tempted after Brown's, though, to go to Salisbury Beach and get a slice of pizza.
Oh, well.
With extra provolone cheese added onto it.
With all due respect, Greg, what day are you not tempted to get a slice of pizza?
Good point.
Brown's is, there's another seafood place right down
there. Marky's. Marky's is
across the street.
Marky's is better.
Yeah, I don't.
I believe.
Okay.
Well, that's what. Listen, there will be people that'll tell
you. Doesn't know the name is better.
No. But he is right, though.
Different vibes.
Say it again. Wait.
You are right. There are people who would agree and say, because those two places battle. They're both packed. Uh-huh. I don't eat the seafood. My wife does. I always get the burger. But they're
completely different vibes. Like,
they're the same.
No, they're not. No.
What do you mean?
Inside, Brown's is all like picnic tables. And
so is in Marky's.
No, Marky's is not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not.
Marky's is picnic tables.
If you know food, you know Marky's. No disrespect.
And they got the little outdoor thing right next to the water.
I'll tell my grandmother.
Easter is ruined.
Also, Robert Parrish, are they going to get into... He was well ahead of the game on weed delivery, like by like 30 years.
Well, there's a pretty checkered past there.
Are they going to get into that with
they
the FedEx?
They have it.
Huh?
They have weed delivery.
No. No, I know.
Oh.
Robert Parrish famously had, when he was playing for the Celtics, had his weed delivered via FedEx.
Yeah.
It was a giant hullabaloo over because weed was
Don't
not,
tell Representative not Flynn.
Weed. Yeah.
Courtney, right. Do your friends do the weed drinks?
Courtney does.
Yeah. Yes.
Those things scare the crap out of you.
Have you ever tried one?
No. If you heard her after doing one on this show,
oh, man.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Scary.
Why?
More.
What did it do? I had a 4-day high. It was insane.
Oh, no. Because
I'm not really a weed person. So the milligrams meant nothing to me, and I just downed it, and it really hit
me. That's what got you.
Yeah, wrong. Yeah. How?
Yeah. To be fair, Courtney also thought that, what's the liqueur that you had at BC? Fireball.
Oh, Fireball.
She thought Fireball was like already mixed.
Yeah.
And she had a whole glass.
I did that. Do you remember the Firefly?
Yes. Oh, delicious.
Hard.
Was whiskey?
Like vodka. It was,
like a
sweet tea
Arnold
vodka.
Palmer, basically.
I thought it was pre-mixed. It wasn't.
I did that with Fireball.
No, it was just vodka. That and so I had myself a big glass of that.
Yeah.
Was that the precursor to the Borg? back in the Maryland days.
Yeah.
All right, Mego, thank you. There is Mego, our Celtics insider here at WEEI, and Courtney right now with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox get a win in Tampa, 7-4 the final. Alex Bregman had 2 homers in this one, while Jaron Duran also homered. Walker Buehler went 5 innings. He gave up 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out 3. They've got another one with the Rays tonight. 7:05 first pitch with Sean Newcomb getting the start. Bregman will miss the finale. He's flying back to Boston to be with his wife for the birth of their second child.
Texter's suggesting there's no way that Alex Cora digs himself the hole of Rafi Devers playing third base tonight.
I don't really think it's digging him a hole.
He already was asked about it in spring training, and he said, what are you going to do? And he said, Devers is our DH.
Yeah.
All right.
So he's not going to play third
base. So then who's he going to play over there?
Maybe
David Hamilton?
Yeah.
Hamilton can play third?
All right.
They were going to have Devers go to the hospital for Bregman, but they thought he dropped the baby.
You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Game 1 for the Celtics is set for Sunday, April 20th, and we now know their opponent. The Magic beat the Hawks 120-95 in the play-in game last night. The Celtics have dropped the season series 2-1 to Orlando. The Bruins dropped their final game of the regular season. It was 5-4 in overtime to the Devils. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 45 degrees, afternoon high of 50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.